Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel.
So Van Halen bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Myers is our guest. He's the author of Keep Swinging, award-winning book. Also his new one, Hitting the Curveballs. It's written by a man who runs a small business just like you, makes payroll every Friday or every other Friday just like you do, and has customers and vendors and bankers and all the things that you have, he has them, and his company is called Interactive Solutions Inc. ISITN.com, right, Jay? Is that right?
That's it, Jim.
TN for Tennessee. He's out of Memphis. Jay, thanks again for being here. We're talking in the previous segment about the process that you went through, the laborious, agonizing process you went through when you had to finally let go a long-term employee, someone you had counted on, who had one time point in time had been a really great resource and asset to the company, but had not grown with the company. And that's a tough time. That's a tough thing to do. So tell us the rest of the story. How, as you move on, how does that work?
Well, let me digress real quickly for the small business owners out there that are listening this morning. One of the things in the key decision, a part of my decision making, besides being methodical, performance reviews that were subpar for several years and then in succession, then talking to auditors and then team members, the other part of it too was in discussion with people, go beyond just the mechanics of the job, but also the ability to get along with people. Mm-hmm. Jim, that's a very
More important, because I'll tell you, you get someone who is that one person in a small business can really ruin the apple barrel. I mean, the morale can really drop because of one person.
No doubt about it.
And the whole organization suffers from that.
Very big key. And I think, again, for the small business owners out there that have whatever size your business is, consider that, excuse me, for what you want to have in terms of the person in your positions to be able to get along with people. You can't get along, you're not going to move your business along. And so, excuse me again, but in terms of the process going forward, we are being very methodical also. It's a month plus later, almost 6 weeks. To find the right person for
and
the
that's,
job.
Now, that's a big deal right there, because this is one of the things that small business owners make a big mistake in, is they take too long to fire, and they hire too quickly.
Well, we're not doing that. We're trying to use our resources. We're looking at a lot of different places. We have been very fortunate to be able to have use personal contacts and everything to identify and recruit people in the past, but we're actually going to use an agency and one of our HR resources that people do payroll for us. They've got a consulting division that does some recruiting type of things and all, and we're just being very methodical. What we're trying to do is to, again, identify an individual or individuals, obviously, plural, that can fulfill not just the technical skills, Jim. This is the key to this. The bookkeeping piece of it, P&Ls and accounts receivable and payable and all those things is part of it. But getting along with people, leadership skills. This person's going to be on my management team. This is somebody I want to help guide my business into the future, making wise business decisions as well as recommendations to me and so on and so forth. And, Jim, to disclose it, full disclosure here this morning, down the road here in a few years, my son is working for my business. I'm going to be handing off the reins to him for more of the day-to-day, and I'm going to work more strategy. And it's key that this person has to be able to get along with the future CEO of the company. So there's just a lot of pieces and moving parts to this. But, again, I think that when you're if you look at the things, I've made a million mistakes since I've started this business, but the one right this year that I just sticks out in my mind was I let this go on too long. Mm-hmm. And what you have to look at is the effect of a bad, of an employee and letting something go on too long, the effect it has on your other people. And it, like you said earlier, it's one of those kind of things, this can just be like a
poison. And it can go on for
poison.
I've seen it happen where the owner, the boss, the founder, this had been going on for years, and the boss, the founder, wasn't even aware, and nobody had ever said this to him, for her. When they finally find out, it's a shock to them, but it's been going on a long time, and who knows what kind of opportunity cost it was for the company.
Well, Jim, you and I know each other personally, and I'll say this much. I'm a sales type, and in the last few years, running a technology company, I concentrated on two things, building our sales up because we'd had a couple of soft spots in the business, number one. Number two, I know in my business, service and support is key in engineering and design and all that stuff. Those are the two areas of the business I focused on, particularly over the last 2 or 3 years. Guess what I didn't focus on, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
The back office and the admin. And you and I both know my story from years ago. When you let one part of your business, when you don't look at it and you kind of look the other way and prioritize other things, that's when you're gonna get burned.
Well, the diaper. I call that the diaper changing part of a business. And you gotta focus on it, folks. Hey, Jay, I need your website one more time, please.
ISITN.com and then Jay Myers. CEO, JAYMYERS.com for the books and all the other things there.
Thank you, Jay. Good job today. Come back soon.
Appreciate you, Jim. Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.